Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Hello, honeyhead. Welcome back, my friend. First of all, if you are listening to this episode around the time where it airs, today is December 13th. We are creeping up on / in the middle of the holiday season. I hope that you're doing well. And I also hope that I am getting to your ear holes today before that nasty New Year's resolution media gets to your ear holes. My goal today is that I get to you first. Because if you know me personally, or you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that New Year's resolutions and I are not friends. We're not friends for a couple different reasons. But the biggest one being, there's not one time of the year where I would want someone to believe that they can change, to believe that they can seek out something new in their life. And so today, I want to, first of all, remind you that even if you don't decide to make a big, huge change on January 1st, that you can do that on January 2nd. You can do that on March 17th. You can do that on whenever. Any day of the year is a good time to decide to seek out change in your life, or to decide to seek out growth in your life. So that's my hope today, is that first of all, you realize that there's no one time to do that, and also that sometimes routine is far more valuable than a resolution. What do I mean by that? Well, most of the time you hear people say, you know, this year, come the new year, I want to remove negativity from my life, or I want to be a vegetarian, or I want to lose 10 pounds, or whatever it is, right? They have this goal in mind. However, they don't really have the backing to make it happen. How many times have you set a New Year's resolution and 10 days, 20 days in, it's gone by the wayside? Right? I can tell you that that's for a number of reasons, but the biggest one probably is that you have not set a routine behind the resolution that you're seeking. So let's remove the resolution altogether. Let's focus on the routine. And to do that, I have a couple of different kind of goals here that I want us to get general about and then get specific when it comes to the routine they would require. You hear people a lot of the time set resolutions with specific numbers or ideas in mind, when really those numbers or ideas are not what matter. It's the habits that build up that result. So I want to challenge you, if you are setting a goal for the new year, to think about it a little bit differently. Compared to the resolutions that you used to set before, how about we decide that this year I'm going to build more confidence. This year I'm going to feel more connected. This year I'm going to stay focused. All right, I'm going to sharpen my mind. I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to take a break. Right? Those sound a lot different than I'm going to lose 10 pounds, or I'm going to find a boyfriend, or I am going to change my diet, right? That's not to say that those things aren't important or valuable, but I think we can achieve the same goal while giving us some grace and also some preparation. So I wanted to dig into those ideas a little bit more. If we decide that for us, next year is the year of being more confident. First of all, next year doesn't have to be the timeline. You can start that today. But what might that actually look like? If I decide I want to build more confidence, maybe I start with something that seems a little bit silly, but building a routine of making my bed. Making my bed in the morning. Of wearing something that I love that makes me feel good. Or maybe I also decide that in that routine I need to recite some self-affirmations, maybe? Do some self-esteem journaling? Practice some gratitude? Right? Daily practices, little ones that can build up to feeling more confident in the end. What if I decide for me I want to feel more connected? Maybe I build a routine around that goal of meditating every day, practicing mindfulness. Maybe I decide that once a week I'm going to call a loved one or I'm going to journal my thoughts and feel more connected to the world around me, both socially and internally, right? That's a goal that I can put a routine to with tiny things. 5 minutes of mindfulness a day, calling a friend, doing a journal entry. Tiny things that build up to that bigger emotion, that bigger feeling of being connected. Maybe those two aren't really for you. Maybe you're like, yeah, no, the confidence thing I'm not really either ready to work on or wanting to focus on right now because honestly, I've been feeling really unfocused. Maybe for you, this goal turns into, I want to stay focused. All right, let's start small. Let's drink some more water. Let's set ourselves up to be more focused, right? Let's drink some more water. Let's write down a to-do list that's not overwhelming. And let's dedicate 2 hours a day to not having a screen in front of me. Little things that build up to feeling more focused. Maybe I want to sharpen my mind. So in the morning, I do some kind of a brain dump, or I read a chapter of a book every day, or I take a walk with no distractions. I want to sharpen my mind. So I'm going to build a routine that promotes that kind of a goal, that kind of an outcome. If you're the kind of person, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with this, if you're the kind of person that finds themselves frequently setting a New Year's resolution surrounding their weight or their body, I'm going to challenge you right now to flip the script on that a little bit. Why is it that you want to lose weight? Why is it that you have some kind of a goal related to your body? I bet that it's one of two things, feeling more confident or being healthier, right? One of those two things. Now, we mentioned the confidence piece. What about our physical health? How can we do that in a baby step kind of routine that promotes health every day? Something sustainable rather than I'm just going to go everything to the wall and I'm going to do it all. No. Let's try and build a routine around this, something that's sustainable. So if I want to be healthier, maybe I stretch every morning and before I go to bed. Maybe I find myself getting outside more, getting more sunlight, right? I bet you and I could both use some of that. Getting more sunlight. Maybe I decide that moving my body does not have to be regimented. Maybe I decide that if exercise is part of the equation, I can do that in a lot of different fun ways. But moving my body is going to serve the goal of wanting to be healthier, not serve the goal of wanting to drop a couple LBs, okay? So when you feel yourself trying to make that kind of a resolution, I really want to challenge you to dig deeper into that. Because those are just numbers. What does that actually mean? If you were to lose those whatever pounds, what does that actually mean? What's the true goal there? Maybe, on the other hand, after a year like this, you decide that I am going to set the goal of taking intentional breaks. Maybe you feel like you have been going a mile a freaking minute and you haven't had the chance to do that. First of all, I hear you. I need to be better about this too. So we can set this kind of a routine together. Maybe for you, that means spending some more time outside, listening to more music, drinking coffee, and sitting and drinking your coffee. I don't mean zipping out the door, zipping through the drive-thru, taking a couple sips and waiting for it to get cold. You know how I feel about that. I mean truly sitting with something without distractions. Maybe even that's 30 minutes a day that you dedicate to that. And friend, this is not about telling you how you should spend your day or convincing you that New Year's resolutions are terrible. However, I want to be the person that gets to your ear holes first when it comes to the pressure of January 1st. Because two things are really at the forefront of my mind. There is nothing different about the beginning of January compared to the end of December. When it comes to the amount of growth that you can see in your life, there's nothing different there. And if we build up this anticipation and this pressure and all of the messages that you're going to be getting from the media and how your social media is going to change the second we dip into that New Year season, I want you to hear this first. And I want you to know that if we are going to set a goal, let's base it off of small baby steps to build towards a routine rather than setting ourselves up for disappointment. If you find yourself wanting to set a goal that involves numbers or statistics or whatever it is, I want you to dig a little bit deeper. Why might it be beneficial for that goal to be the case? Why do we actually want that? What does that mean if we do succeed in that goal? Because I don't know about you, but I want something that's going to build on top of itself. I think you and I both have this in common when it comes to the type of growth that we're looking for. We want it to be sustainable. We want it to become second nature to us. If you haven't already, go check back to our episode on habit stacking. This is something that truly goes hand in hand with what we're talking about here. I want to put more attention on my routine rather than my resolution. And I want to decide every day, not just January 1st, that I am worthy and deserving of growth. And that growth is possible on every other day of the year. Listen, I hope that you have the best holiday season. I hope that you take care of yourself through that season, that you give yourself grace when things are overwhelming, because I know that they can be, when you give yourself patience when it comes to getting everything done to prepare for the holidays, and that you care for yourself afterwards. I think you and I both love deeply and care really strongly. And sometimes after the buildup of the holidays or some big event, we kind of crash afterwards, right? So I hope that you take care of yourself through all of that. And I hope that you start to focus on that routine rather than the resolution. You can set resolutions all day long, but the growth and the progress and the confidence and the focus and the health comes from the routines that we are willing to set and commit to. So now we get to work, right? As if you're not working on enough already, I want to challenge you to build tiny things into your routine that you know are going to get you to that bigger goal. That goal that you now deeply understand why it's a goal for you. It's not just a number on a scale or some kind of benchmark just because we feel like we should, but it has meaning. All right? I love you. Happy holidays. Dude, thank you so much for including The Kind Mind and This Weirdo in your journey. If you vibed with this episode, I would love to connect with you on social media. go take your takeaways to your Instagram story and tag me so I can thank you for spreading a message that is near and dear to my heart. Thank you for letting me sit in the passenger seat of your personal growth journey. I want to hear about the mountains that you are moving. But until next time, stay kind to that mind, girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.